it is your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line on this live Halloween edition of the program. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you, of course, can join us on the phones. Bring up whatever you want. That is the point of the program. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. The website, freetalklive.com. Of course, it being Halloween, there are inevitably certain Halloween-related stories that, well, we'll be honest, I mean, they're go-to stories.
It is, absolutely.
They're essentially the same every year, I mean, the same sort of topics, but sometimes they do change slightly, and especially in the case of the sex offender situation, they tend to change for the worse. And what, of course, I'm referring to is the fact that in most places in this country, sex offenders, so-called, have some pretty significant restrictions on their freedom on this one particular night of the year.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's one of those things where people are like, well, I'm not a sex offender, and those people are bad, so whatever happens to them, I really don't care.
It's unfortunate that people have that attitude, because what we're talking about here are our fellow human beings, some of whom have made mistakes, and most of whom, these sex offenders, are not child molesters. I like to point that out. And I don't know. There may be some laws around the country where they only specify the child molesting type sex offenders. But I believe that there are other places where the sex offenders, if you're just considered a sex offender, you can't. There are severe restrictions placed on your freedom, and we'll get into some of those details here in moments. And I think that's absolutely outrageous. I mean, if you had a consensual relationship with a 17-year-old girl when you were 19 and you get caught at it, you become a sex offender for the rest of your life. Does that mean you can't become a 30-something-year-old, have a family, and then give candy out on Halloween? I mean, apparently it might mean that in some places.
The evidence is people believe, and I would have believed this at one point, that, in fact, sex offenders are – you can't do anything with them. Their minds are warped, and they'll always be weirdo perverts. And the fact is that sex offenders, I've looked at the numbers, they're less likely to reoffend than perhaps burglars. Mm. Burglars are more likely to reoffend. Murderers being the least likely to reoffend, just so you know.
Gotcha. That is good to know, Mark.
I suspect that's because they keep them in prison longer.
Well, let me get into the story here, and then you guys are welcome to chime in with your thoughts or about whatever you want. 800-259-9231. This story is from the LA Times, and reporting from Washington, the most disturbing Halloween accessory this year may not be the spiderwebs hanging off the shrubbery or the door sensor that emits ghostly screams, but a lone jack-o'-lantern displaying the words, "No candy at this residence." About 1,200 violent or child sex offenders on probation or parole in Maryland have been ordered to hang these orange pumpkin signs, or plain ones, reading, "No candy," at their residences today. If they don't, the knock at the door will be from an officer of the law. Maryland is one of a growing number of states that are expanding restrictions on sex offenders for Halloween, including required signage and curfews. Wanda Adams, field supervisor at their Department of Parole, says, "We thought it would be helpful not just to our children, but to our offenders. This is a holiday where individuals are out and about in constant contact with people they don't know." That doesn't happen on a normal basis throughout life. I mean, I guess maybe a little extra, but if you've got a kid and you're taking them out and they're going out trick-or-treating and you're concerned about sex offenders, why don't you just go with your kids?
Well, that's what they do. I mean,
You mean good parents?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I'm not saying you're a bad parent if you send your kid out. It depends on the age. But
depends on the age, sure.
Have you ever seen a story of a kid getting kidnapped on Halloween?
No. Most of the scary stories in regards to Halloween usually have something to do with poisoned candy or an apple with razor blades in it, and that stuff's bunk for the most part as well.
It is bunk. We've looked through, and there's apparently not a single story ever of an apple with a razor blade in it.
Right. So. I think that you on a Halloween Eve, or not, I guess Halloween Eve is an inappropriate term, Halloween night, the most dangerous thing to your health is cars. I believe that to be the case.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's what you got to be concerned about, not some weirdo molesting your kid. And if you're that concerned about that, accompany them. Anyway, continuing the story here. It's a holiday where individuals are out and about constantly contacting people that they don't know. It's just a prime time for our offenders to be accused of involvement in something. Other states, such as Indiana and Missouri, also require some registered sex offenders to hang signs on Halloween. In years past, officials in New Mexico have asked signs. They're just asking, Mark. That explicitly say, sex offender lives here. This year, Louisiana lawmakers trying to put something behind you. Trying to move on with your life, and then every single year of your life, because most of these sex offender programs go on pretty much for life in many places. So can you imagine that every single year, you move to a new place, you're hoping to get a new start on life, and then you're told some cop shows up and says, you got to hang this on your door today, sir.
You know, it'd be one thing if it was if it was the offenders on parole, but a lot of them are just they've completed all their sentences and now they've got to hand out trick or treat candy.
This year, Louisiana lawmakers prohibited some convicted sex offenders from wearing masks at Halloween as well as during Carnival just before Mardi Gras.
Hmm.
That's pretty outrageous. So you don't even get to have any fun. You can't even walk around wearing a mask. Why? What is the point of this? They're just picking on these people. None of these things keep children safe. They don't do anything to keep kids safe. I suppose they could demand the sex offenders have to stay in their homes, and I believe some places have done that too. But otherwise, how do you know that sex offender isn't out walking around molesting kids? The idea that... it's just the whole idea that sex offenders are more likely to offend on Halloween. That's when kids are with their parents. 800-259-9231. In California, where the program is known as Operation Boo, and other states, officials will conduct nighttime checks on sex offenders to make sure they're in their homes without costume and candy and with the outside lights turned off to discourage trick-or-treaters. So... what does that mean? Does that mean that police can come in and check your entire house? How far are they allowed to look for the candy? Do the cops just get to poke their head in the door and see if you got the bowl of candy by the front door? Or do they get to go in, check the kitchen out, look upstairs in the bedroom just to make sure you didn't stash that bowl of candy somewhere where the cops wouldn't see it? What level? I mean, if you are somebody who is one of these registered sex offenders, and I don't necessarily mean... I mean, I guess they're saying here that in Washington, it's violent and child sex offenders that are on probation that they are targeting. Now, apparently the violent ones are, I don't know, I guess violent ones are more likely to mess with kids. I think they're just making crap up. But if you've been in a situation like this, if you've been on this sex offender probation, what has it been like for you? Can the cops just come in and search your entire house? Are they only allowed to do that on Halloween, or can the cops just come in on, May 1st? On a whim and search your house? Is this something they can do only for a short period of time, or can they do it for as long as you are considered a sex offender? Just curious. Would love to know how this works. So they'll be checking on the sex offenders, and a few states have taken the programs even further, of course, because it's a constant contest to see who can offend more people or who can destroy more freedom, I guess. Texas, for example, according to them, they say some sex offenders will even be rounded up. They will go and they will just detain you. In some cases, they've expanded.
I'm surprised that's the most surprising of them all to me.
In some cases, expanded efforts have provoked lawsuits and others laughter. In Missouri, the American Civil Liberties Union and four unidentified sex offenders sued state government bureaucrats this year over Halloween restrictions that cover registered sex offenders, including those no longer on probation or parole. On Monday, a federal judge ruling the language was too vague threw out part of the law that banned sex offenders from all Halloween-related contact with children and required them to stay inside unless they had a just cause to leave. You are a prisoner in your own home if you're a sex offender. And it's all based on a whim. It's all based on whatever these bureaucrats arbitrarily decide. You got out of jail, but you're not really out of jail.
And, that's one thing that I've always sort of thought about. In this country, you're supposed to be able to make your mistake, pay your debt, and, start a new life for yourself. It would seem to me that's the right thing to do, not to punish someone indefinitely. Plus the fact that that's not the punishment that was set down by the judge.
Well, guess what? Even though the Supreme Court or the federal court threw that particular provision out about forcing them to stay inside, the U.S. 8th Circuit Court of Appeals issued a stay. So they have to stay inside. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Supervita Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Supervita Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204. With Supervita Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with a reflective spray. The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photoblocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate's photoblocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars, Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%. And that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95 and receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta Engine Treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
Here's a startling fact. The New World Order wants you dead. Chemicals and toxins are in the air. Biowarfare. Drugs and unknown substances. Foods with no vitamins. Fast food for obesity. Fluoride in our water. How do we fight back? What do we do? Make a life change decision. Get ahead of the curve. GetTheT.com. That's GetTheT.com. Cleanse your body and internal organs. Lose weight and receive more energy. Get aboard the life-changing boat and say no to the dark side. All natural, and for about a dollar a day, you can win the race. GetTheT.com. Or call our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Don't be deceived by the bullies of the trade.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. It is the live Halloween edition of the program. Toll-free 800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams, broadband version of the show, dial-up version, webcam, all free. If you head over to listen.freetalklive.com, that's listen.freetalklive.com.
If you're remodeling your kitchen or bath, now you can purchase knobs and pulls at wholesale prices and support a business that supports Free Talk Live. InterKnobs.com. You can save $10 on your order by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. INTERKNOBS.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs and pulls at internobs.com.
All right, as we continue here, your calls don't have to be Halloween-themed tonight or anything like that, but we did start out the show by talking about the situation that many sex offenders are in tonight across the country, where various different local and state regulations are essentially locking, in many cases, locking these men in their homes. And I suppose there's some women, but mostly men. Locking these people in their homes, telling them they're not allowed to go out. They're not allowed. In fact, we've got to hear a little bit. Here's a little bit from New Jersey. This is what New Jersey is going to be requiring. Their state parole board is hoping to put communities at ease because, oh, gosh, everyone's just so worried about all those sex offenders running around.
No, there are a lot of parents out there that are, in fact, worried about sex. You know, they're worried about these kind of things.
It's nonsense. You know, there's no reason to worry about these things. You either take the necessary steps in order to help your kids understand how to deal with a situation with some creepy guy.
You take your kids' lives in your in your hands in your hands every time you put them in a car. They're far more likely to die in a car wreck than they are to be kidnapped by some person that you don't know.
If your kid doesn't understand the idea of not getting into cars with strangers, if he doesn't understand the idea of even if the stranger says he's lost his puppy, you know, that sort of stuff, then your kid's too young for you to be leaving them alone. You need to be around them if you are concerned about this. Stuff. You need to be there supervising, whether it's on a playground or whether it's on Halloween or whatever. And I don't want to sound like I'm lecturing people, but why are you so worried about this? There was a great episode of Penn and Teller, I think it was about how these parents were just so darn scared. Maybe it was John Stossel. Anyway, I get it mixed up. But these parents out there are scared of really nothing. I mean, the odds of something happening to your kids are slim to nothing.
The odds are very slim. If you happen to be one of those parents, it stinks. It stinks. It's a crappy situation to be in. But, the odds are infinitesimal. I think more important...
Your kid's going to get struck by lightning more likely.
I think that the bigger issue here is sort of the rule of law and the expectation that the government will act the way it's supposed to. Many of the people added to these sex offender registries and required to, obey these rules weren't convicted, were convicted before these rules went into play. You know, it's, I don't complain too much about the fact that, as part of my sentence, I'm not allowed to carry a gun or own a gun because I'm a convicted felon, because that rule came into play before I was convicted. I guess I sort of knew that. Now, they didn't mention it at the trial. It wasn't part of my sentence or anything like that. But, to bring these rules about after that occurs to me,
ex post facto,
it's sort of that way. I mean, ex post facto doesn't entirely describe it, but... It's that's wrong. It's wrong to take a man who's no longer on probation. He made it through prison. He made it through probation. He's a free guy now. If he's on probation and they want to give him these kind of rules, I guess I don't have a problem with that. He's on probation. It might be a silly rule. However, many of the rules on probation are silly. And that's kind of the way probation goes.
Well, I have a problem with the whole system in general.
I agree.
I think that people need to be paying restitution to their victims, and we don't see that in the government system. But that's just an aside. Here's the rest of the story about New Jersey, real briefly, and then we'll actually go to New Jersey and talk to someone there. Their state parole board is hoping to put communities at ease by imposing a curfew on some 2,200 sex offenders it supervises. The offenders must be indoors by 7 p.m. on Halloween evening and cannot answer their doors if trick-or-treaters come calling. The rules also bar them from attending parties where there are children and from taking any children, including their own, out trick-or-treating. So, hey, kids, sorry that daddy had a problem when he was younger. Sure, he hasn't done anything in the last 30 years. Now he's in his 50s, and he wants to take you kids out because your costumes are just so great, and he's dad, and that's what dads do with their kids. Well, not this dad. Your dad had a problem 30 years ago, kids.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I have a friend who's in this situation. Something, I don't know the story as to what happened, but it's my understanding that there was a young girl involved when he was in his late teens or early 20s,
so many times.
Some other state, and now he's a sex offender, and he has, I assume, if it's Florida, he has all these problems, and it's a shame. I mean,
here's
a guy that's, he didn't even do any time, but he's got all these problems.
1-800-259-9231. So that's what some people are dealing with tonight, and it's absolutely outrageous in this so-called land of the free that people are treated this way.
Many people take they plea bargain with the expectation that they'll get whatever it is that they're plea bargaining for. So, you know, you plea bargain for 3 years probation for having sex with a 15-year-old girl or something like that. And then you find out, after you've taken the plea bargain, what the deal is.
Mm.
So, you know, the 3 years is over. You're 24, 25, 26.
You'll be a sex offender, but that doesn't necessarily mean that people know what that means.
You're a sex offender for the rest of your life. You have to – they may not even know that.
Yeah.
These rules came about after my friend was convicted. So he's got to register wherever he goes. He's on websites. And it's just – he's got his own kids. He's got a wife. He's got a family. He just wants to live a normal life.
I mean, does anybody out there support this, especially in a situation where you're dealing with someone like your friend, Mark? I mean, somebody who is trying to make their life something and turn around and move ahead and move on. Should they have to deal with all of these mandates and demands? 1-800-259-9231.
The other question that one needs to ask when they're answering that question for themselves is, because many people say, yeah, you know, I don't really care what happened. Sex offenders did bad stuff, and they should have known or whatever their excuse is. What they need to ask themselves is, do you want to put some guy who's trying to do the right thing, do you want to put him in a scenario where it makes it that much harder for him to do the right thing? He probably has internal struggles. I don't know exactly. Do you want to tip the scales, as it were, make it that much more difficult for him to have a good job, to live a normal life?
Yeah, make him depressed.
If he feels ostracized enough, what do you think he's going to do? Where do you think he's going to go with that?
Right, if he can't create regular social relationships with other people?
I'm just saying. I mean, it seems to me that a guy does his time, he does his probation, that he's moving on, he hasn't committed no crimes, that guy should be able to operate like a normal individual. He should be able to own a gun, he should be able to take his kids trick-or-treating.
The reason, supposedly, for all of these restrictions on these guys is that, well, there are some bad people out there, and we need to help protect kids and help protect families and set moms and dads' minds at ease. But look, just because some people are worried about what might happen to their kids doesn't mean that you should be able to destroy somebody's freedom.
Right. There's you know, agoraphobics out there. Should we, isn't that open places? Should we make all places closed? I mean, just because some maniac has some silly idea of what might happen, it's ludicrous.
Take care of your kids and pay attention to them, and they'll be all right.
Laura and I took Jack trick-or-treating tonight at the local mall so we could go around and see the kids with the costumes. What if they had done this to any convicted felon? I wouldn't be able to take Jack trick-or-treating.
More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings account? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665 and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
Would you walk around with your credit card number displayed on your back for anyone to read? Of course not. But if you have one of the 50 million new contactless credit and debit cards in circulation in your wallet, that's exactly what you're doing. I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder of Identity Stronghold, and we think this is information you need to know. You may not even realize you already have one of these cards because they look physically just like the old card. The difference is an RFID chip hidden inside the card that makes radio communication with the card possible right through your wallet, purse, or pants pocket without you ever removing the card. Pickpockets no longer even have to touch you to get your information. Our company realizes the privacy danger this represents, and that's why we manufacture the Secure Sleeve. The Secure Sleeve is a patent-pending card sleeve that contains a radio frequency barrier, preventing radio signals from reaching your card. You can get more information and purchase the Secure Sleeve online at idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com, or call us at 800-610-2770.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com. Or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. They include updates. You get signed up. We keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, just head over to updates.freetalklive.com and get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
If you don't have a will or a living will, you need to get those things done. You can go do them right now at LegalZoom.com. Your family needs these things. If you die and you don't have a will, your stuff goes to the state. They decide where it goes and who gets it, and it can be in probate for years. Get a will. If you've got a kid, you need this. If you've got a wife, you need it. LegalZoom.com. It's fast and easy. I did it. And you can save $10 off your order with the code FTL. LegalZoom.com.
We go to your phone calls. Alex is on the line in New Jersey on the AMP line. Hello, Alex.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
The 5th of November is coming up, as V for Vendetta would have it. And I decided to make a T-shirt that I was going to wear to school on that day. And I'm using a website called Zazzle. And what they do is they allow you to create T-shirts, and you get a 10% commission. Mm-hmm. I've decided to create a certain T-shirt and donate all of my commissions to Free Talk Live.
Oh, well, that's awfully nice of you. What's the shirt going to be?
The shirt is going to say that I do not support the troops on the front, and on the back it says military men are paid killers.
Oh, boy, that's going to start a fight.
You're going to have fun with that one.
So you're wearing this on – why are you wearing this on November 5th?
Because it's in V for Vendetta, they make a big deal about the 5th of November, the gunpowder treason and plot. Mm-hmm. No reason why the gunpowder treason should ever be forgot. And it's basically about a guy who, Guy Fawkes, who was going to dismantle the government with a gunpowder treason, et cetera. So, and it means a lot, and it V for Vendetta in general represents resistance to the state.
Yeah, I don't know if your shirt is really, I mean, to critique the shirt, I don't know if it's really demonstrating resistance to the state as it's much as it is demonstrating, you know, wanting to incite something.
Yeah, iconoclasm.
It's certainly iconoclastic.
You may be,
in
you
a
may
very exciting
well,
way.
You may very well be able to start a conversation on this. I don't know if it's the, you know, the fact is you're not going to be able to start a conversation where you'll be able to talk to somebody about, you know, the military being a bunch of paid killers unless you wear a T-shirt like this. I'm not going to say that you shouldn't
from.
Wear this T-shirt. I wouldn't.
I'm not going to say that either. I mean, I wouldn't say that Jesse here in Keene shouldn't burn the U.S. flag coming up on Monday, but, you know, I do understand that when you do things like that, there's a good chance somebody's going to get kind of upset, and those kind of people are more than likely to kind of boil over, if you know what I mean, and possibly get violent. So I'm just trying to prepare you, man, for what you might encounter.
I know that what possible consequences could result from my actions.
I mean, Jesse here in Keene, he's going to have cameras and people around him. You're going to be all by yourself wherever it is that you go. I mean, there may be a bunch of people around, but you don't necessarily have – nobody's really got your back, do they?
Well, I do have some friends.
That's good.
In fact, they're all going to be wearing the 9/11 T-shirt that I was forced to take off. They're going to be wearing that day.
That's good. Have you considered actually wearing a Guy Fawkes mask to school?
No, I have not, because I don't like masks in general just because I don't like the way they feel, and there's a huge school policy against them. Not that I really care. It's just I like to be able to see who's around me in case anyone's coming around behind my back.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I see where you're coming from on that. And I didn't know they had a anti-mask policy at school, though. That's interesting.
Yeah, they need to make sure that kids aren't sneaking into school or up from other towns.
We had
a big problem with that. But if I'm going to post a link to the order page on the BBS, and then I get $2.90 for each shirt bought, and all of it will go to Free Talk Live.
That's nice of you. Well, thank you, and I wish you good luck. Let us know what happens, okay?
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Alex. Good night. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We continue, and we'll talk to Dan, listening in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dan.
Hi. Dan? How you doing, Ian?
Just great.
Glad to get through to you.
Here you are. What's on your mind tonight?
The whole thing with the sex offenders, I see a few motivations for it, and from the powers that be.
All right.
One of the big motivations I think is to reverse the relationship where, you know, the individual should be controlling the government. They want to reverse that so that the government controls the individual. This is a perfect way to do that, and it also is it's kind of emblematic of the breakdown of the family that is also being helped along by many, many different policies that, you know, the family's broken down. So a lot of times kids have to be off by themselves because parents are off working so that they can be sure to be able to pay their taxes. And so they don't want people to have a strong family community or, you know, structure that will support them. They want them to go to the government for everything.
Right, mommy, government is looking out for you. Don't worry. We'll keep the sex offenders in their home so your kids can go out by themselves. You can stay at the convenience store and work, that kind of thing?
Exactly. And it doesn't really matter to the powers that be that, in fact, you know, most of these guys are not the type of sex offenders that is incorrigible. Most of them are guys like we described there that were 19 and they did a 17-year-old.
Well, now hold on a second. Is that true? Because in one article, I mean, I speculate and I say it must be true in some places, but I don't know for sure. Because in the article that we started the show with, they said it was only child and violent sex offenders. Now, of course, they don't define what they mean by child. So by child, do they mean what sometimes is meant and not anybody under 18? Or by child, do they mean anybody under 12?
And what jurisdiction are you speaking of?
The article I was talking about?
I mean, it's different
Washington.
Wherever you go.
Right, it's Washington.
You know, there's a guy, I don't know, I saw it, what was it, on maybe 2020 or something like that there, that was, you know, he was 19 and he had a 16-year-old girlfriend, and the mother got mad at the daughter, and she went and reported the guy, and now those two are actually married and have children,
right.
But he's still a registered sex offender.
But is he a child sex offender? Is statutory rape considered a child sex offender?
Is somebody under 18 is a child? I don't know.
I know there are certainly laws that implicate that and that define it that way, but I'm just wondering how widespread that is, are we only talking about the people that have been diddling little boys and girls under the age of puberty? Or are we talking about somebody who's been having consensual sex with a teenage girl or boy?
Ian, we're talking here about the whims of bureaucratic...
No, I don't agree with it either way. I'm just curious as to what the details are.
Yeah, you know what I mean? The fact is that the only way to deal with those kinds of issues is at a community level. You've got to know who they are, and they've got to know they're being watched by the neighborhood.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? And I, you know, that can be troublesome to figure that out. But I mean, if people really get to know their neighbors, which is, you know, basically doesn't happen anymore, you know, you make a little too much noise and immediately they're calling the cops. They don't even give you a ring or knock on your door to let you know they're being bothered by you. You know, so I mean, you know, like I said, it goes back to this whole thing of the nanny state saying, well, you know, we'll take care of everything and, you know, you don't need to worry about anything.
Right.
But
you know, and the other thing about that, and I think it deserves mentioning since we've been talking extensively about the whole idea of these so-called sex offenders. I think that parents need to remember that whoever it is out there that's listening that's worried, oh my God, there could be sex offenders around every corner. Well, wait a minute. Let's recall for one moment here that the government sex offender program only outlines those sex offenders, so-called, who have been caught by the system. Your kids, if you want to be concerned or if you want to be worried about who might be molesting your children, look no further than Uncle Ted over there, or whoever,
okay,
somebody in your family. You'll be on the husband or the boyfriend or whatever. Thank you, by the way, Dan, for the call tonight. Look no further than that, because that's most frequently what happens. Somebody who's really close to you. More on the way. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the privacy of your email messages? Andre Picard, author of the Computer Privacy Handbook, says that normal email has become the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Email may feel like a private one-to-one conversation, but in truth, it's about as confidential as whispering through a megaphone. When messages leave your company's email system, they become vulnerable to unscrupulous third parties who harvest private data for advertising. Also, if you're someone's boss, consider this little fact. In a recent survey, over 35% of IT professionals in charge of business email systems admitted to snooping through the boss's email. Your email no longer has to be exposed to such risks. Now there's PrivacyHarbor.com, an innovative new secure email solution utilizing some of the same reliable technology used in online banking. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Are you sick and tired of spending your hard-earned money to fill your gas tank? Then do something about it. Fuel Savers Fuel Conditioner lets you drive further on each gallon of fuel. Completely safe for all engines. Just add a small squeeze of product to your tank each time you fill up to improve your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more, saving you 35 to 80 cents on every gallon. Each little 2-ounce squeeze bottle is highly concentrated and costs only $8 to treat 100 gallons of gas or 50 gallons of diesel. Buy a case and the price drops to a mere $6 per bottle with free shipping. Be one of the first 10 orders and get an additional 10% off your case purchase. That's $5.40 to treat 100 gallons of gas. Call toll-free 866-768-7811 or get more information at fuelsaverinc.com. First 10 orders, save 10% on a case purchase. Act now to save on fuel. 866-768-7811. Call now.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, the live Halloween edition. You can bring up anything, 800-259-9231. I don't know. Do other talk show hosts take Halloween off? They probably don't, do they?
I suspect not.
Yeah, well, anyway, we're here. We'll take your calls about anything. That's the point of the program. 1-800-259-9231. Of course, we still have the obligatory Hell House story still to come here tonight. Always got to cover the same old stories every Halloween because they're always fun. But actually, there's a new sort of version of the Hell House, a new Christian-themed haunted house sort of thing has appeared on the scene, and yeah, we'll talk about that. But first, we go to Tim in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tim. Tim, Pennsylvania.
Hello.
You're on the air. What's on your mind?
I had two things. The first thing was actually a 9/11 thing, but I'll just take a second. I just wanted to say that I think that everything that happened was just as the news said. I listened to a podcast today from the 28th. And the guy was going on and on about stuff, and I just think that terrorists hijacked the plane, went to the Pentagon, that's how it happened, you know. But and anyway,
okay.
My second thing was I wanted to know your and Mark's thoughts on the economy and what your take was on that and how it affects, you guys at all or just
average. Well, are you talking about this supposed downturn in the economy?
Yes.
Well, I have to say that I don't notice it in my life, and I've heard from other people around here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we do the show from, that it hasn't really been too noticeable for them. Julia, my girlfriend, works at she works at Panera, and she told me that their business is up. She speculates that the reason for it is that people are not going out to eat at sit-down kind of service-style restaurants as much now, okay. And they're instead spending that money on sort of more, I guess, fast food like Panera would be. I guess Panera's sort of upper crust fast food. But if that's what this recession is, it's people cutting back from eating out 5 times a week to eating out 3 times a week and only eating out of Panera, it doesn't really sound like that big of a depression at this point. So I think what you're probably dealing with more so than anything else is a self-fulfilling prophecy. I think what you've got here is the media that is essentially mirroring what people are saying, and that is that, oh, there's a recession, there's a recession. And so if everybody believes that there's a recession, and there may very well be, I mean, certainly inflation plays a role where the government is printing out new money and, helping destroy the economy and the value of the dollar. That's certainly plays a role. I don't want to say that there's nothing going on, but at the same time, if people keep telling themselves there's a recession, then people aren't going, they're going to believe that. They're going to cut their spending as a result of that on whatever it is they might have been spending money on. And then if people cut their spending, then the businesses aren't doing the business they were doing, so they're going to have to cut jobs, and then people will cut spending because it lost their jobs, and it really does create, it's a problem that sort of creates itself to some extent as people continue to propagate the ideas. Mark, your thoughts?
Well, as far as the business of Free Talk Live, the economy really hasn't had too much of an effect. There have been some advertisers that have left, but some advertisers that have come on board, you know, we haven't seen a real hit from that. Maybe we would have grown more. I don't know. It's difficult to gauge what might have happened.
Well, I can tell you this, Mark, that the AMP program, which is, of course, Free Talk Live's way of allowing the listeners to help sort of promote this program and get on more radio stations and put Free Talk Live in more ears, you'd think that might be kind of an indicator. Well, I mean, because we have seen in the past where people who have been AMPing, they will fall on hard times financially, and they'll quit AMPing because they're looking at their credit card statement and they're looking for stuff they can knock out on a monthly basis. Okay, well, you know, I don't need to do this every month. I don't need to do that. And so AMP has got to be one of those things that's high on people's list as far as things that they don't really need to be doing with their money. And so they could knock out $3, $4, $3 or $5 or $10, depending on how much they're AMPing, and save that much money every single month. But I have not heard anybody really cite economic factors to an unusual extent recently. I mean, there's always somebody who, you know, just broke up with their girlfriend or got fired. There's always somebody who's in that situation, but no more so now than it was a year or two or three years ago. So I haven't seen any indicators there, and you'd think that there would be some sort of telling indicators there.
Yeah, I hadn't heard that side of it, but that's definitely something to think about. It definitely sounds pretty well thought out.
What do you think, Tim?
Well, I know friends of mine, people, you know, they said, you know, they couldn't get a job. It's been hard to get a job. I know my own father, he retired he was a principal at a school for 25, 30 years. And he just recently stopped doing that, and he was trying to get a job and found it very, very difficult.
Well, now, hold on a second. Now, wait. Whenever somebody says they're trying to get a job and they're having a tough time, I always have to wonder. He's trying to get a job being a principal, right? He's trying to get a job in sort of the area he's trying to get. He used to have a job? No?
Actually, he wasn't. He actually settled for like a minimum wage type of deal.
Good for him.
Did he get that job, or did he say to himself, I'm willing to take minimum wage and I still can't find a job?
He did take the job, but he's definitely continuing to look. Like, that's just something to work, you know.
Are you exaggerating when you say minimum wage? Do you actually mean a low-paying job or a minimum wage job?
The one job he has literally is minimum wage, and the other one would be somewhere around, like, eight. But, I mean, he's definitely, he's a diligent, you know, he's not going to sit around, you know. But he's definitely going to get something else. But it has been tricky. Now I'm trying to figure out if that's the area he's in, because it's like a small town, that kind of thing. So, but I know that in my mind, it was the economy that was the deciding factor as far as him not being able to get a job. People saying, you know, we're not hiring right now due to the economy and all
that
kind of stuff.
Oh, those are real. I don't want to make it sound like it's not happening. It's happening. Yeah. I was just suggesting the reason might be more so because we believe that it's happening. And so we act accordingly, and those actions translate into more of it happening.
Well, One thing that's a reality with the economy is that banks aren't lending as much as they used to. I can tell you that I was looking at getting a small mortgage or a home equity loan or that kind of thing, and I can't do it because, well, I own my own business, and I've been owning my own business for, you know, the last 2 years or something like that, and I don't report a great deal of income because, you know, we're still trying to get this plane off the ground. So, banks aren't loaning the way they were. There was a time when I could get a mortgage with a heartbeat. That's all I needed.
Yeah.
And I believe me, I have one of those. But, you know, so businesses would like to have that money as far as cash flow purposes, be able to get loans, and they can't get them as easily as they used to. So people are tightening their belt. That's a reality, and that has to do with sort of the banking crisis. I don't know if the government is going to have any success in unraveling this with their little scheme with $700 billion. The thing is I'm not gonna. I think there's smart people on both sides of the equation. You can't say that there's a free market solution that says the government should stay out of it or be involved in it, because it's not a free market system. The Federal Reserve system isn't free market. It hasn't been free market since 1913.
Wasn't a free. I mean, if you're talking about money, then it was more free market than
right.
It wasn't
more
a free market.
And at that time, you know, money should not even be controlled by the government at all. People should be exchanging goods. And,
yeah,
goods
that'll
and
be
services.
The day, right?
Right. So, you know, it's people want to blame this recession, this banking crisis, all that stuff on the free market, and it's very much an inaccuracy.
Any other thoughts, Tim?
I was going to mention that the stock market is, you know, a lot of stocks have gone down. I have friends who are investors. I have an uncle who's a banker, and some of them are like millionaires. They definitely know how to invest pretty well. And I talked to them about it, and they said that, you know, the market's going to come back up. That's how it always works out. But I know for a fact, like, you know, GM has gone from $43 a share down to $4 in the last year. I mean, that's never in
the
history.
The market will come back. I mean the market in general.
GM's indicative of some additional problems. That's just not just the Wall Street.
GMAC and that stuff, their credit, they wouldn't loan out and all that. Yeah, I know that is definitely a factor too.
Well, and their business was built on SUVs for quite some time, you know, and Americans were, you know, facing a gas crunch. I think that, you know, that pretty much that's over for now. Gas prices will probably go down for a while and they'll go up some more, but you know, if they had been making some smaller cars, and that's just, it's business, you know?
Right, and the market will always bounce back, but it would be better if the government would just stay the hell out of the way and let whatever is built up and ready to happen, instead of trying to delay it so it just builds up even more, and that way when it does happen, the consequences are ever that much more disastrous. But unfortunately, they won't do that because they can't possibly let their fingers get out of this particular situation. So I would recommend getting some gold and some silver or both. And I don't know, getting some food. I need to get some food, Mark. I don't have enough canned food. I feel like I need
All right, well, thanks, guys.
Thanks,
have a good night.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. What are you seeing for? Just because you've got a guy that is, you know, living on your property full-time tending a farm for you doesn't mean the rest of us shouldn't be prepared, right?
Not at this point. But I think it's a good idea to have some canned food in the house. It amuses me to hear, you know, people, the liberty types, talk like crazy libertarians. I've got some gold and an AK-47 buried in the backyard, plenty of canned food. And
my AK's upstairs,
man. Whatever comes.
I'm not burying that thing. 800-259-9231.
What if they come around confiscating the guns?
Man, that wouldn't be good, would it? I'm definitely not going to answer the door.
Right there?
More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. Hour number two is coming up. Ammo's a good thing to have, too. Even if you don't have a gun, you can trade ammo for stuff. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
This November, support the real libertarian. Support George Phillies for president. George wants Uncle Sam out of your wallet, bedroom, and gun locker. This November, send Henry Paulson and those congressional bailout crooks a message. Vote libertarian. In New Hampshire, vote Phillies for president. Donate at choosegeorge.org. That's choosegeorge.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Listener.